Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
We said his name and now he's here. Ladies and gents, please welcome Joe Hendry. Joe, welcome back to the channel. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you on. It's been a while since we last chatted. So I was like, hell yeah, like we got to get Joe Hendry on and talk about just everything that's been going on in your life. But I guess I'll start off with how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I am very jet lagged. I just did legs at the gym, so I am on 2% health right now. So, but I'm going to use the last of my energy to deliver on this interview. So, thank you for having me. It's been an amazing time. I've been flying all over the place, and I couldn't be happier about it. It's just been, man, what a dream it is. You know, it's just been such an unbelievable time. I always say this to people, I learned to love the business performing in front of 50 people. So now we're getting to do all these cool opportunities. It's all a bonus, but I loved it even when it was in a tiny little warehouse. So yeah, I'm just trying to take it all in, enjoy everything, and yeah, just try and take a moment to realize how special it is.
Well, hey, man, I think everybody here can get a glimpse of your work ethic because you're jet lagging. You still showed up to do leg day. And isn't that like the worst?
Leg day is the worst. The worst. I don't know why. It just hurts. It's horrible. It's like, I don't know why. I wish I could just do like chest every day. You know, there's like a meme about that. I'm just a gym bro that wants to do chest every day, but I have to do legs because otherwise I would just have, you know, chicken legs. So I got to do it. I got to do it. And I got it done. So I'm proud of myself.
Hell yeah, man. More power to you, Joe. All right, so let's get into it because there's so much to talk about. In the last couple of weeks, you have been in the conversation nonstop. I feel every time I go online, every time I look at any websites for wrestling, you are there. People are talking about you, Joe. There's a lot of buzz surrounding your name. When you think about the last couple of weeks of your career and compare it to like everything before that, how do you feel right now in this moment when you think of everything that's sort of happened for you?
I have had no time to process it, and that's the best way. It hasn't settled down yet. You know how, like, I'm trying to think of a comparison here, but I'm struggling because I'm in such a unique situation. It kind of feels like the stuff that's been happening hasn't ever really been done before. You know, it was, you know, Jordan kicked in the door at the Royal Rumble, and now the troops are filing in, you know, and I think that it's just been such an amazing time, an amazing journey. I feel like it's on a business level. I feel like it's benefiting everybody. I feel like TNA's winning, WWE's winning, the wrestlers are winning, and the fans are winning, and that's what great business is. And I feel like I'm learning every day. I feel like I'm becoming a better performer, a better person. I'm just in such a good place.
Dude, that's awesome. Because I was recalling our last interview that you and I had, and I remember we were sort of talking about how you were at a place where you went from, oh my God, am I going to make it as a professional wrestler, to all of a sudden shifting your focus, shifting your mindset, and dedicating yourself full time to it to a whole other degree. And now we're sitting here at a point where people, the fans are behind you, you know, promotions are behind you. You got TNA, of course, who's behind you. And the fact that WWE keeps bringing you in for these NXT, you know, this NXT TNA collaboration that we're seeing. Has that been validation for you, Joe? Has this been validation for you?
That's the perfect word for it. I've had validation. I feel like I've had professional validation for everything that I thought was true. So, you know, I worked on music for a long time and I just felt like I was a really good songwriter. I'd never had any evidence to back that up. But now that I've had a song that did so well in the charts, I had musical validation. And then I always felt like I had something that I could really offer professional wrestling. And now all this stuff has happened, I feel like I've had validation for that as well. So it's been so much validation in such a short space of time. I'm in Scotland right now. I've been flying back and forth for every show. So I've crossed the Atlantic, feels like at least once a week at this point, which has meant that I've had no time to overthink it, which I think has been great, because sometimes it's easy to overthink big things that are happening. And sometimes it's like, so for example, before my first NXT appearance, it was very much, okay, I need to get from LA to Orlando today. How are we going to do that? You know, that was the challenge. So that's the first battle. And then by the time I get to LA, it's like, by the time I get to Orlando, it was 2 a.m. So it was like, right, time to go to bed. And then you wake up and, oh, well, I need to go to the performance center. So I didn't have any time to just think and be like, this is kind of mad. You know, I didn't have any time to think about it at all, which is great. It was just literally, here I am and I'm going to do my very best. And so I didn't have any hesitation. I just wanted to do the absolute best job that I could do to represent TNA and do a great job for WWE. And I feel I delivered on that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you definitely did, because we've been talking so much on social media and whatnot about the numbers that you got and the numbers that we were seeing. I checked right now to see where it's at with your initial debut. And in the last 3 weeks, it's a hit 1.2 million on YouTube. And then on Twitter, it's currently at 17.9 million. I mean, when you think about those numbers and you think about the impact that had, I mean, it's almost like what was your initial reaction to that? And did you think that the fans would react that way to you?
So I don't really know 100% what's going on, but something's going on. Something or someone in the universe is looking out for me, because, again, it's the same feeling with the song. I saw it get to number 20 in the iTunes chart, and then 1 in the UK on iTunes, 6 in the US, 3 in Ireland, you know, and I'm going, what is going on? And it's the same thing happened with these views as well. To think that, like you said, the X views, it is WWE's most watched clip this year.
Oh, and you're thinking, shit.
Yes, it's the most watched clip this year. And I'm thinking from my perspective, the fact that I was able to make my NXT debut and deliver those kind of numbers and do that kind of business for TNA and for WWE, that's a very good and validating feeling. I feel like I'm contributing. I feel like I'm bringing something to the table. And in retrospect, I think the reason that the clip did so well is one of the best things that I've enjoyed about working at NXT is learning about their style of production and how they approach a televised wrestling product, and just trying to learn as much as I can about that. I'm learning things from TNA, I'm learning things from WWE, and I'm able to put the knowledge together. And having just presented my entrance a slightly different way for a different TV show. It's the same song, but it's been presented in a different way. When I turn around, I immediately appear when I enter in WWE, which means I have like 30 extra seconds. So in those 30 seconds, I'm looking around, and you'll see in the first clip, I do the face and I intend to hold the face, but then I go, and my face changes because the pop, I was like, oh my God, like they know who I am. It's that thing that AJ Styles talked about when you arrive. You don't know. But I'm hearing the song and I'm looking around. And I think the reason the clip did so well is because people really enjoyed the song and the gimmick and the character. But also, I think they got to see a very real moment there, which was that validation in real time. It was a very special moment. And I'm very happy and grateful that it was captured on camera. And I think wrestling, when it has that element of unpredictability and realism, that's when it's at its best. And I think that's why the clip did well, because they could see real emotion.
I think you could see that real emotion, but you can see the charisma, you can see all of it. And it was so funny, Joe, because when you came out and the second you were describing that look on your face, I'm like, I know exactly what he's talking about, because I could not stop laughing. When I saw you come out and you do the little look right there, I'm not kidding you. I was walking around my house doing the exact same thing, just trying to do the Joe thing, the Joe Hendry look, because that's literally it's just like the facial expression. Like, you really got so much out of that. So it was very, very funny funny to see. I'm curious because obviously right now with the appearance, with the partnership with NXT and TNA, who have you heard from that sort of surprised you the most? Because obviously everybody saw that. So who are some of the big people that reached out to you?
One that so the person didn't reach out, but they keep supporting me, and I'd never met them before, but Mark Henry keeps tweeting I believe in Joe Hendry, which is awesome, and Jeff Hardy keeps singing my song in random environments. So Jeff Hardy was feeding, he's got these little birds and he's going, looking good guys, and then he just zooms out and he goes, I believe in Jeff Hardy. And it's so Jeff Hardy's been singing my song non-stop. That's been pretty cool. JBL's been talking about it. Yeah, it's honestly, it's such a fun time. Like, I can't, it's madness. It's madness.
Man, I can't believe you haven't met Mark yet. I'm trying to think of like when you guys would have crossed paths, but I'm like, that definitely has to happen because I need to see a picture of both of you guys together or something.
Well, I believe in Mark Henry. So there you go.
There you go. So also another person that you got to work with because obviously getting to run NXT, Shawn Michaels. Everybody is a big fan of Shawn Michaels. What was that experience like for you? What sort of conversations, moments were you able to share?
I will say this. My time in WWE and in NXT has been everything that you would want it to be. I couldn't have asked for a better environment, a more encouraging atmosphere. Like, people are happy to be there. It's I just feel they've treated TNA so well. And, you know, just the fact that Sean is willing to take the time to not only give advice and guide and teach, but also when I did the promo with him after the match as well. I don't know if people quite realize how impactful and meaningful it is that a TNA guy got the pin in the main event of a WWE show. The fact that Shawn Michaels has faith in me enough to allow me to compete in that main event. And also, after I come back from the Battle Royal, I'm shouting at Shawn Michaels, and then he turns to the camera and he goes, I believe. I hope the fans understand how much that Shawn is doing for me and for TNA there. I have to say, I can only speak for myself, but I will say I'm just very grateful to be in the situation that I am and to be learning from the people that I've been learning from on both sides. So everything I've learned at TNA and also things I'm learning from in WWE NXT, like from Shawn Michaels and Matt Bloom and Teddy Taylor and Johnny Russo, and you know, just like the awesome team that they've got there.
No, that moment that you said and saying that you hope fans realize it, the second I saw you get the pin, I thought, holy smokes, because not only did you get the pin and you're not a WWE guy, but you also were teaming with a former NXT World Champion, Trick Williams. And so most people would have probably thought, oh, hey, if they're going to go over, then Trick is going to be the one to get the victory. But the fact that it was you, and also in the match where you're seeing the NXT champion, Ethan Page, compete as well, and you were the one to get the win, I think that was definitely something that stood out drastically.
Well, I think technically I have a win over the current NXT champion, right?
There you go. Yeah, you can count that.
It was a tag
that.
Match, but I technically have the win.
That's so awesome. Joe, so speaking of championships and whatnot, we need to get into Slammiversary, July 20th, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. This is huge. TNA World Championship six-way elimination match, yourself, Josh Alexander, Frankie Kazarian, Moose, Nick Nemeth, Steve Macklin. When I look at all of the competitors in there, I'm thinking, oh, damn, this is going to be stacked. But here's the thing. You have a chance at walking out as TNA World Champion, a belt that you have not yet held. What would it mean to you to win here, to come out as champion? And how are you feeling heading into the matchup itself?
I think that, you know, sorry to everyone else, but I think that me winning the TNA World Championship is absolutely what's best for business. It's what the fans want. And I think we're in an era where the fans are getting what they want. So I am going to go to Montreal and I will deliver what the fans want to see. I will become TNA World Champion.
And if you do, How do you think this is going to change or sort of continue to elevate the trajectory of your career right now and where you're at right now, and also elevate TNA within itself?
I really believe that something special is happening right now, and I think that I have what it takes to be the guy in TNA wrestling. As you know, as amazing as our roster is, you know, all the people in this match are unbelievable, but I really do feel this is my time. And I think that the fans feel that too.
All right. I got two more questions for you. And they are, so when you think about we're halfway through the year now, we still got, you know, another half. But when you think about everything that's happened right now, what is sort of the thing that you're like, either just hoping to continue to do, anything specific that you're hoping for? Of course, we mentioned the TNA World Championship. We mentioned this collaboration with NXT and TNA. Is there anything you're hoping for down the line, either with the collaboration, of course, you winning the title, or just how you see yourself continuing to further your career this year?
I believe that I will wrestle John Cena.
Oh, shit.
I fully believe that match will happen.
I don't even know what to say. I'm literally stunned right now. I'm literally stunned. Joe, I know that, you know, John Cena is, you know, going to be wrapping up his career. What would it mean to you to have that match with him?
It would be full circle for me. When I was 15 years old, there was a wrestling show. I'd never been to a live wrestling show before. I wanted to go. I couldn't go. My friend went. He got the VIP package, and my phone rings. I answer the phone. It's my friend Kyle's phone, but the person that answered said, "Yo, it's your boy John Cena." My friend asked John Cena, "Look, my friend couldn't make it, but could you call him?" And John Cena talked to me for 5-10 minutes while there was a huge queue at this VIP thing, because my friend told him that I couldn't make it, you know? So John Cena was the first pro wrestler I ever talked to. So I've actually never verbalized that before. John Cena was the first pro wrestler I ever talked to. So for me to be one of his final matches would be, it would mean a lot.
I'm literally mind blown right now. By the way, have you talked to him since then?
I had a tryout in 2013 and I told him, but John Cena will have hundreds of thousands of people telling him things. So I wouldn't expect him to remember it, but I do think that it's something I would like him to know, because it had a profound impact on me. And to me, that is demonstration of how to treat your fans and how valuable a moment can be for people. I do think it had a very positive effect on me, and it showed me what this business is actually all about. John showed me that.
That's incredible, man. That is truly incredible. Well, you know what? Let's manifest it. Joe Hendry versus John Cena. That has to happen before John Cena retires. Joe, before we go.
It will happen.
It will happen. It will happen. There you go. Manifested, guys. Put it in the comments. Tweet it out. Manifest it. Joe, before you go, please let your fans know. Is there a message you want to let your fans know before we go for all of the support that they've been giving you?
Absolutely, yeah. I think I want the fans to understand that none of this happens, none of this works without the fan support. It is the fact the fans have put me here, and every time the fans bring signs, they're chanting my songs. Like, there's been a, you know, there, you'll watch some WWE PLEs, and sometimes in the panel after the PLE, you can hear chants and you can see signs, and that does make a difference. These things are all making a huge difference. I believe that's certainly helped me get these appearances. So it's because of the fans. I owe everything to the fans. I'd be doing none of this cool stuff without them. So I'm very grateful.
I love it. Well, I believe in Joe Hendry, so I am excited to continue to see what you do. I'm excited to see you become TNA World Champion, wrestle John Cena, see you more on NXT, and everything else that you continue to do. Joe, thank you so much. To everybody watching, do not forget to check out Slammiversary July 20th. I'm going to put all of that in the description box below so that you guys can check it out, and also where you guys can follow and support Joe Hendry. Joe, thank you so much. Thank you to everybody watching, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.